But first, State Senator Amanda Chase represents parts of Chesterfield. She's a Republican, and she came out against this Motoka megasite, along with the Speaker of the House of Delegates. Next thing you know, the megasite proposal is withdrawn, and Senator Chase joins us now to explain how this all went down. What made you decide that you just couldn't be on board with the proposal as it existed?
Well, good morning, John.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me on the show this morning. You know, whenever you have any type of economic development, and I'm all for economic development, but this was a very different case. This wasn't just a situation of not in my backyard. Mm-hmm. This was a situation where the name of the project itself, the Motoka megasite, we found was actually in the Bermuda District. And, you know, that just, to the constituents in the area, you know, people are not very trusting of politicians, unfortunately, these days.
Yeah.
You know, I think that probably set things off in a wrong direction of, you know, lack of trust and lack of transparency.
We're just based on the name.
Exactly. And, you know, I co-founded the Transparency Caucus in the General Assembly with Delegate Mark Levine the second week I was in office. And we have really tried our hardest to create an environment, a culture in the General Assembly of increased transparency, even to the point of getting all of our committee meetings, and we're working on the subcommittee where all our work is done, to get that online and accessible to the constituents. So this this project, if you will, was not transparent from the get-go. That was the first thing that really caught my attention. Mm-hmm. And as I did more investigation and talked with Mike Uzel, who is a citizen who is leading this organization called Baird, and you know, they're Bermuda residents, they're advocates for responsible growth. That's how they come up with their name. And so, you know, this was really not on my radar until they brought it to my attention. But I saw not only was there no, I mean, I just think it was, I mean, I don't think there was intentional misdeed in there. You know, it just looks bad. And we as elected officials, we have to be transparent so that people trust us. We need to restore that trust with the people. And then the second thing, you have 40,000 residents. This is a residential community. And the area, and what they were talking about building, this industrial megasite, is right there in the middle of 40,000 homes. And not only that, but it's zoned residential. So if you can imagine, you know, you are a homeowner, and this is your investment. I mean, our homes are our investment. And you pour all your life savings into your home, and you do your due diligence, and you look at the comprehensive plan, and it shows, hey, this is a residential area. And then the game has changed. And, you know, it's so important to bring all the stakeholders to the table. And when I heard that many constituents, you know, calling me, I thought, you know, I better get involved here. And I found out the problem. Mm-hmm. And the problem is this. It's the General Assembly. We actually gave the localities the ability back in 1966 when we passed something called the Industrial Development and Revenue Bond Act, mm-hmm. and that was enacted. And so it's not that the localities are doing anything illegal. The General Assembly gave them the ability to do that, but there was—
To rezone?
They were warned, not for rezoning, but just to create the economic development authorities in general.
I see.
And they're basically shadow governments. Which sounds like crazy, but that's what's going on. These economic development authorities are not just in Chesterfield. They are across the state of Virginia. And they are, in essence, they are not elected by the people. They are appointed by the Board of Supervisors. And what I found, John, that is so fascinating or concerning for me is that the powers that they have include five things. They can acquire, lease, and dispose of property. They can execute contracts. They can issue bonds, borrow money, make loans and grants, and hire staff attorneys and consultants. And that's in the Code of Virginia under 15-2.
That's a lot of authority. We're talking to State Senator Amanda Chase. Let me ask you, though, when you talk about responsible development in this tract, what would that look like in your eyes? We had Mike Uzel on last week, and I asked him the same question. I mean, what's acceptable to develop there. Okay, we don't want big 18-wheelers bringing in iron ore, you know, or a smelter out there, but right. What would be okay?
Well, I think that should be left to the private sector, and here has been my big concern with this, because now the recommendation from the EDA is to allow the local government, Chesterfield County, to purchase the land. Well, I think we have to say, is that the role of government? Mm-hmm. Should government be going in and exercising, competing with the private sector and buying these tracts of land, and serving as the role of a developer? And that's what these economic development authorities are designed to do. So, I think we need to be going through our elected officials. And why elected officials? Because they're appointed by the people. And if the people don't like what they're doing, guess what? They can vote them out of office. But you can't do that with board members on an economic, on an economic development authority. You can't do that. So
they're,
I even questioned if it's constitutional.
Yeah.
That's right. And if you remember back when Governor McDonnell was trying to push forward the transportation plan and giving the taxing authority with the tolling to a third party, it was deemed unconstitutional. And so I don't know. I mean, I'm going to go back and do my research, but I'm really questioning the constitutionality of creating these economic development authorities. And is it constitutional what they're even doing?
Another chapter soon to be written. State Senator Amanda Chase, the Republican who represents parts of Chesterfield, who was critical in seeing things turn around with that Matoka mega site last week. We appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on. Thank you.